Time and a half with Brother Charles. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. It's Friday. It's my day. It's time and a half. And I'm putting in overtime to make sure I start your weekend off right. I don't really have a topic for today. I'm just going to speak my piece and crank my music. It's been a long week here at Lafayette College. People are stressed. People not really on top of their game as they would like to be. We're entering week 11. You know, people talking about withdrawing from classes. People talking about how they're not really doing that well on their tests and quizzes. But guess what? For an hour, right now, forget about all that and just crank with Brother Charles. ABC, the Association of Black Collegians, is going skating tonight. So the title of today's show is called Roll Bounce. Time and a Half goes on a fantastic voyage. I will have the soundtrack rocking. A couple of these tracks will be played tonight. Hopefully, everybody can make it. If you can't, just enjoy it for right now. Once again, it's Time and a Half with Brother Charles. Please keep rocking with me. I appreciate everybody for holding it down. As always, I've gotten a lot of comments on the letter that I wrote addressing me walking around with my boombox around campus. Unfortunately, I had to deal with a little situation regarding that, but it's all good as of right now. thing about this campus that I've learned is it's a whole bunch of genuine individuals, and I shouldn't let the small select few of individuals that aren't exactly that great of people to interfere with the way that I perceive campus as a whole. So I want to thank everybody who always holds it down and always shows a lot of love on my show when you see me in Farrenon and all that. It's nothing but love on Time and a Half with Brother Charles. Keep rocking with me.
Thank you.
Time and a half with Brother Charles, and we're back. I was thinking, I haven't had that many experiences skating. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. You know what I'm saying? My oldest sister Kayla, she grew up. My father put her in ice skating lessons. You know, that was always cool. Wasn't really too good at that. I sweat easily, and you know, believe it or not, I actually like really be sweating every time I go ice skating. So I don't really do that because that's low key embarrassing. Plus my ankles be hurting. But I've only had a few experiences roller skating. And in sixth grade, we took a field trip to the roller rink. And all I remember is this dude behind me falling and breaking his wrist. And then that was when I was still learning how to skate in the first place. So I was like, you know what, I'm cool off this. Got off the floor almost immediately. And then the last time I went to the roller rink, a dude, like the night was over because this dude fell and popped his hernia on the, I shouldn't laugh. Ooh, forgive me, Lord. But dude popped his hernia. My thing is, why you going to go roller skating if you know you got a hernia, knowing daggone well that you probably shouldn't be putting yourself in that type of danger? So I hope tonight I'm not actually skating. I will be the DJ for the night. I hope everybody can rock with my music over there. I'm not going to put myself in any type of danger. Try and get off this campus safely and make it to Morocco. You know, if anybody falls tonight, just know I will be making fun of you after I get a chance to talk to you. It's time and a half with Brother Charles. I hope everybody's feeling good. A lot of people have come up to me just down in the dumps this week. Like, come on, y'all. We almost there. Thanksgiving is in a couple weeks. Also, I don't know what it is with pop culture and like the media and stores and all this other stuff, but everybody needs to put some respect on Thanksgiving's name. I'm going to say it again. Put some respect on Thanksgiving's name. Y'all always go straight from Halloween to Christmas, and I'm tired of it. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. I'm 20 years old right now. Nobody's really getting excited to wake up and open some presents for Christmas. You know, shout out to Jesus' birthday, but let's keep it a stack. Thanksgiving is a college student's dream. I'm over here eating the same meal at Lafayette College that is absent of all types of seasonings. I am ready to have mac and cheese that doesn't need breadcrumbs in order to bake it. No shade to upper and lower, but I'm going to go ahead and put that out there. My mother chefs it up. My aunties chef it up, and I think I deserve it because I'm tired of eating food that tastes like air. But we ain't going to talk about food. We're going to talk about this music because I'm going to keep it rocking on time and a half, and I'm putting in this overtime. I hope y'all appreciate it. Once again, if you're feeling down, let this music lift you up. All right. Tether off, we gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tether off the sucker. Tether off, we gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tether off the sucker. Tether off, we gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tether off the sucker. Tether off, we gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tether off the sucker. Once again, we back. Just a little context, because I know people like, Charles, you always playing that old school, like, you don't never play enough. Like, excuse me. My preference is my preference, and I'm going to rock with my preference, okay? Number one, just a little background so y'all know how I came to be the music fanatic that I am right now. My parents went to Morgan State University. Back then, it was Morgan State College in the 70s. When Marvin Gaye was really it. My mother said she walked on the campus and people had them old analog speakers hanging out the windows, cranking Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On. That's the era that raised me. My father pledged Omega Psi Phi in 1974. And ever since then, Parliament Funkadelic was blaring through every type of music speaker since I was a little boy. So that's ingrained and it's not going anywhere. That's why I think a lot of the staff members rock with me walking around my speaker, because they be playing, I be playing music from their era. But you know, I show love to my era as well. But it's just something so pure about real musicality and real musicianship, and I feel like that's really been shown in that era. But it's making a new wave too. My girl told me to listen to this new Alicia Keys album because she stayed true to her roots. It's like, yo, I understand when artists want to make a new, like, stay relevant and, you know, trying to, like, be hit with their sound. But it's like, yo, people fell in love with you because you had a unique sound. And I think a lot of artists fall off because they kind of lose that. Like, they lose, like, their distinct flavor with it. Like, Like, yo, you don't have to. You don't have to change up the method, yo. I'm rocking with you because I'm rocking with you. Just like everybody listening to me right now is rocking with me on Time and a Half. I'm gonna keep playing this good music. Act like I'm a DJ at this roller rink tonight. If I play music that gets you hype, please know how to skate. Oh, big caveat for tonight, yo. If you can skate, you might want to stay off the floor because the playlist will be rocking. I can guarantee it. Not to scare anybody off, though, because I can't skate myself. That's why I'm not even going to. But I'm going to keep it pushing because I'm rapping right now. And I kind of just want the music to do the talking. Here we go. Time and a Half with Brother Charles. Thanks for rocking with me.
Champagne somewhere, and you can just gonna make love, night until the day. Oh,
one thing's for sure,
I'm gonna put on my dancing shoes,
then I'ma hit the door
and go out and step the whole night through.
Step in the name of love,
yeah.
Step in the name of love.
Whoa.
Somebody else gets up.
Yeah, I wanna be the first one to hit the floor.
So tell the DJ to turn it up.
Turn it up.
Cause it feels so good.
Dancing to this remix makes me wanna step. Cause it's a cut.
In the name of love.
Oh, baby.
In the name of love.
Gonna.
In the name of love.
Yeah.
In the name of love.
Step in the name.
Side to side, round and round, hit it now. Step a ring, bring it back. Now let me see you do the love slide. Everybody step, 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 side to side.
Keep on stepping,
step it now. Step a ring,
round and round, side to side.
Now let me see you do the love slide. Everybody step, 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 side to side. Round and round, step it now.
Come on and step in the name of love.
Now let me see you do the love slide.
Hit the club, DJ's rocking that song for us. Anybody ask why we're stepping? Tell them, yeah. Did it for love, yeah.
Did it for love, yeah. If anybody was wondering, the song before R. Kelly's jump was Right Now by CeeLo Green. I know pretty much all the black people that's going to be skating tonight are going to be channeling their inner ATL / Roll Bounce cast. I don't know about you, but I think ATL deserved an Oscar, to be honest. Great acting, great story, great soundtrack. I still remember that scene when T.I. snatches the necklace from Nunu. What was his name in the movie? Rashawn? Something like that. She's like, give me my necklace back. Why should I? Because it's mine. And it means something to me. Like, yo, that was quality acting. Lauren London, really, like, her career skyrocketed off of that role. And they didn't show ATL enough love. But I am right now because I'm channeling my inner cascade with this playlist that I got y'all rocking to. It's just funny, man. Like, it's crucial, the fact that the black community, and just like the way we embrace our music, the way we embrace our art, the way we embrace this every aspect of our culture and how it just transitions into our real life. Like, when ABC announces that it's skate night, we just look at each other like, you already know how it's about to go down. But I'm just excited, man. Tonight's going to be a good night. Nothing but good vibes. And I think time and a half is really fitting for me right now because it puts me in a good mood and hopefully it's putting you in a good mood. Appreciate y'all for always rocking with me. I'm going to get back to this music, though.
Sending
Shout out, I almost forgot, to the big homie Ahmed for getting that quick TFA look, Teachers for America down in D.C. He's going to be doing big things, working with special education, going back to where it all started, man. We need more people in our community that are actually willing to care, put the time in, and make sure that the next generations have opportunities that we didn't have the chance to have. One thing that I will say about the Africana Studies program and coming here is it did give me a new perspective about the importance of education when it comes to members of the Black community and the people below me, because there's no reason why I should be learning about the diaspora at 19, 20 years old. That should start at the earliest stages of education so it can give us a better self-worth of who we are as a people, where we come from, and give us a better strategy for how we're going to keep going and get better as a community. So big shout out to the homie Ahmed. He's doing what he's got to do, paving the way for young brothers like myself and so many others. It's the Roll Bounce It's the Roll Bounce episode of Time and a Half. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. Easton doesn't know whether or not it wants to be fall yet. Yesterday it was like 72, today it's about 58, tomorrow might be 34, and then probably on Sunday it'll be back to 86. So we just try and make sure that we survive out here, because we got Thanksgiving plates waiting for us back at the crib. It's Brother Charles. Y'all rocking with me. I feel good. Hope you feel great, because I don't got that much time left, but I'm going to keep rocking until I can't rock no more. All right, y'all. Appreciate you.
Perfect in every dimension. figure that's shown up in attention. She's poetry in motion, a beautiful sight to see. I get so excited, you and her anatomy. She's shielded, she's oh, she's got all the curves a man like. She's shielded, she's oh, she's got all the curves a man like. Look at her, she's a bad. She's a bad man, my jammer. Oh, just as fine as she can be. Looks like she's pulling to the gold she ran. The essence of beauty, who's a lovely hat. She's boxy classy, oh, sexy sassy. She's heavenly, a treat for the eye to see. She's shielded, she's oh, she's got all the curves. She's oh, she's got all the girls a man like. She's a bad man, my jammer. Ooh, she's bad, she's the spine she needs. Hey, she's a bad man, my jammer. Just as fine as she can be. She's got a figure that's shown up in attention. She's poetry in motion, beautiful sight to see. I get so excited, you and her anatomy. She's still good, she's oh, she's still got all the good men like. She's still good, she's still oh, she's got all the good men like.
That last song was a shout out to all the wonderful ladies who are out here holding it down on campus, back at home, because y'all really do be trying y'all best. And I know sometimes, especially on this campus, there's a lot of dudes on here that are real knuckleheads that be saying stuff out their mouth, who be doing things that are just disrespectful. But this is coming directly from Brother Charles's heart. There's a lot of dudes on this campus, a lot of brothers on this campus who love y'all and appreciate y'all. Y'all are definitely some bad man pajamas, and y'all deserve nothing but the utmost respect. And I wish y'all the best, and I hope y'all stay blessed on this campus. It's time and a half with Brother Charles. My time is almost up. I got a couple tracks left that I hope y'all enjoy. I want to give a big shout out to my Dukes, who not only sent me my renewed license, which I can use till I'm about, what is it, 2024? That's in 8 years. I'll be 28. Also, y'all, she sent me this fly, dope, exquisite sweatshirt coming straight out from the National Museum of African American History and Culture. Is that what it's called? Yeah. If anybody's interested in going to that junk, good luck. You probably gonna go next year, because not only are they like booked until March, the only way you can really get in is if you like camp out at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to get a day pass. And they really don't let anybody in after that, because people will be in that junk for like 6 hours. But you know, I find it really beautiful, the fact that people, especially black people, are going to that museum and are so engulfed, so interested, and low-key obsessed with finding out more about their culture. Because in this country, especially in the public education system, learning about the different facets of Black history, going predating slavery especially, is almost non-existent. I've read a couple articles about how textbooks in public education are starting to call slaves, African slaves, like African immigrants and like African workers, to kind of belittle and like and demean what really was the transatlantic slave trade and everything that went along with slavery and stuff like that. So it's amazing to me how America always be talking about how much progress we made, but even at the lowest levels, we see that some of it is really regressive. Campus is really buzzing because the election is coming up on Tuesday. We're doing live coverage that will be on PBS 39. Anybody who's listening in the area, go ahead and listen to that. I think last year it was like 5 million people that actually viewed us coming straight out of Farrenon Atrium. That'll be cool. I'm really not interested in that at all because either way, Black people still got a long way to go, and I'm focused on my people at the current moment. But we ain't going to get too deep into that because I can talk all day about everything connected to that. But I can say that this music is what's really important at the current moment. So keep rocking with me for these last couple minutes. I appreciate y'all every day, every week, that y'all let a brother do his thing. Once again, this is Time and a Half with Brother Charles. We'll be right back. Now hold up. Show about to end. You know this joint gets to rocking. Get about your seat. Get hype. It's the weekend. It's Friday. You made it through the week. Go ahead, get down with your bad self. Come on, yo.
Thank you.
and the beat goes on, just like my love everlasting. Oh, just like this show everlasting. The beat goes on, the music goes on. I appreciate everybody for always showing lots of love every week, Fridays at 5. Make sure you tune in on Tuesdays at 5 and catch my homegirl Zay's and Trey. And In the Zone with Zay and Trey. They always get you rocking as well. Wednesdays, I think at 9? Something to do with Living Ben. It's Brother Charles signing off. But we're going to let this beat keep rocking. Y'all have a good weekend, man.